Hello, hello. What a gorgeous Wednesday we're having in North Idaho. This is just the time you just count your blessings every day. And just what a wonderful summer, but to have this kind of a fall just brings so much joy to so many of us. Stretches it out before we start to go yin and a little more dark. So hello, you're listening to Lindy, Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and I'm very excited to bring you a wonderful guest today. As you know, those of you who follow this show, I tend to talk to people who have just unique offerings for health, wellness, or even, you know, to clean up the environment. And we had a great guy last week about that, or last time on that, just talking about ways to, you know, make the environment better. Well, this is a very special guest. His name is Dr. Blake Ambridge, and I have had him on the show probably 2 or 3 years ago. But the other day I was struggling with, I've got a toe, I've got an arthritic toe, I've got a problem. And I'm like, I just am not feeling tip top. And I thought, well, let me reach out to Blake. And here I am just circling back to Dr. Blake. And then I just wanted to bring him on the show because I think it's so valuable to know of this amazing resource that we have in our community, whether you're living in Bonner's Ferry or in Sandpoint. But he is a functional neurologist, a homeopathic doctor, also a chiropractic. So when you go into him, he's one of the doctors that truly tries to ferret out the cause, the root cause, rather than just adding medications. There are things that he can do, but he usually likes to really go in and figure out what's going on in the system that's not allowing it to function on all cylinders. So Dr. Blake, thank you so much for joining me today. And I you offer so many people hope who have really chronic or autoimmune, even people with cancers. You're helping those kinds of people. So thank you for your great service in our community.
Yeah, it's a treat. That's what I get joy from.
Well, I'm just so glad you could take a moment out and talk to people. I always like to remind people that there's this resource in Sandpoint. So tell us a little bit about your background and just introduce kind of some of the skills that you bring to the table in wellness, overall wellness.
Well, it just kind of keeps evolving. And as most practitioners know, you kind of evolve as you get introduced to conditions, people, cases. You know, I always say I've had to learn, most of the things that I've had to learn were really due to my wife, because she's the love of my life, and she's had certain health conditions which no one was resolving. And so I've had to dig deeper. I've been blessed with some top doctors in the world that took me under their wing and kind of showed me some ways and understanding, and their research and so forth is so far advanced. It's out there now, but most typical practitioners don't even really understand or know those items yet. So I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm a chiropractic neurologist. I specialize in brain. When you look at brain, after a while, you realize that, so as a functional neurologist, you get brain to kind of reconnect and start working. So whether that's somebody who has memory issues, balance issues, dizziness, they may have learning challenges, learning disabilities, maybe attention deficit, but these are all coming from patterns of function in brain or a lack of function. So we get brain to reconnect and do its very best job. But when you do that for very long, you also realize that brain is extremely sensitive to a number of issues. For example, blood sugar is an issue for brain, right? So if your blood sugar is not really stable, someone's hypoglycemic or maybe has diabetes, brain is going to not do its best job. Fatigue, inflammation, so et cetera. So all of these things have brought me along the way of having to specialize in autoimmune disease, neuroinflammatory disease, neurodegenerative disease is huge. All of these conditions, whether it's Parkinson's or Lou Gehrig's or
MS, I think that's what I first came in for.
Yeah, frontal lobe dementia. All of these things are coming from neuroinflammatory immune reactivity. Generally speaking, in our typical healthcare, we address inflammatory disease by suppressing immune response. That could be an anti-inflammatory, could be a steroid-based something, could be a methotrexate, something to inhibit immune response, so it's not so reactive. And that does work. It does shut down immune response, so we have
less. But it shuts down all the other function of the immune system when
Correct.
You do those.
Well, yeah. So for a short-term, immediate something, for some disastrous reason, maybe that's worth doing. But when you have to rely on that you're really not going the right place, in the sense that you're not changing the root. The foundation is sitting the same. So I'm really about figuring out what's happening to cause the issue. And then I can deal with the issue. And so that's where we work.
And I think one of the fun things that you do is you do this really elaborate blood workup. And when you do this, I think you're able to maybe help guide the patient in their foods, in their, you know, their lifestyle choices. I mean, there's so many things that we can do when we're not just relying on the Western medicine model, which again, I do support, and it's been very pivotal in my journey with MS, but it's so nice when you start to feel better. I think, you know, when you're in crisis management mode, you're doing everything, you're throwing everything at it. But then when you feel a little bit better, it's like you're ready to sort of take some power in your own health and healing. That's where I think, you know, you can really, I mean, you can always benefit from your skills, but this is a great time to jump into your work. So we'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll get further into some of the great things that you can offer people. Thank you so much for listening to North Idaho Radio, and I hope you're having a beautiful day.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Lanike Realty with a land listing in Sunnyside with price reduction. 5 acres just minutes from town in Schweitzer Mountain Resort, featuring mountain views and southern exposure. Power and phone at property's edge, near the Idaho Club Golf Course and 2.5 miles from public boat launch on Lake Ponderay. Reduced to $245,000. For all your real estate needs, see the professionals at Lanike Realty. LanikeRealty.com.
Mason. Known as Freemasons, belong to the oldest and largest fraternal organization in the world. There are more than 2 million Freemasons in North America. The Masonic Experience encourages members to become better men, husbands, fathers, and citizens. Beyond individual development, Masonry is deeply involved in helping people. Masons of North America contribute over $2 million a day to charitable causes. Also, every Shriner is a Mason, and they operate the largest network of hospitals for burned and orthopedically impaired children in the country. And those fees are never passed down to the patient or family. If you think you may be interested in becoming a Mason, you can begin by contacting a lodge in your area at beafreemason.org. Locally, you'll find lodges in Hayden, Rathdrum, Spirit Lake, Silver Valley, Sandpoint, and Spokane. Masons are men of good character who strive to improve themselves and make the world a better place.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped the Northwest knock out to-do list one tough job at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Spokane and Lewiston, we're proud to back Washington State Athletics with the same grit we bring to every yard, field, and job site. From mowing to digging to plowing, Kubota delivers, and so do we. Visit AdamsTractor.com. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, fueled by Coug Pride.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce Membership Luncheon is this Thursday from 12 to 1 p.m. at Marigold Bistro in the Community Room at the Columbia Bank Building in Sandpoint. Seating is limited. To register, go to sandpointchamber.org.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, welcome back. I'm jumping right in because we had 2 minutes worth of just conversation. I'm like, wait, we got to talk about that on air. But we left it. How do you take power back in your own health and healing? And I have been very successful in living well with MS for 15, 17, maybe 20 years now. And I'm grateful. It doesn't, you know, I'm very mostly gratitude and grateful that it has done very well in the body. But we were just talking about all of the different, you know, people. Blake was saying that, you know, oftentimes he might even be the last stop because you have your doctor, you have your plan. This is what everybody is used to doing. But I really want to encourage you to recognize that there are so many things that you can do with your own health. So I'm going to hand it to you, Blake. We were just talking about, you know, how you can start taking your own power back in your own health, some of the things that you're using in your practice.
Yeah, I would just say that over time, over these years, I've dealt with a number of different kinds of cases. The cases I see are often, as I say, kind of the last stop kind of a case. They're not simple cases. They're not, oh, I've got a little anemia. Okay, that's a pretty simple thing to deal with. But these cases have a lot of complications to it, a lot of layers to it. And I would just say that most practitioners, although well-trained, bright, etc., aren't necessarily either having the experience or looking at those pieces, or the system doesn't allow them to. And some people, that might be a foreign concept to them, but oftentimes plans don't allow doctors to think outside of a box.
Right, right.
So they have to stay within a certain box, and nothing else happens outside of that box. So I do see patients that have been generally multiple other places. Sometimes it's their last stop. What's so awesome is that in the end of the day, I see some pretty big changes.
Yeah.
And that's why I do what I do. So these are people who are really distressed. You know, they're just not, I mean, anxiety, for example. I mean, I don't know of a case of anxiety that I haven't treated that hasn't markedly reduced.
And by treating it, like just for example, what would you do to treat anxiety?
Well, first of all, I assess what's happening in brain, because what happens for anxiety. Now, some people have stressors under certain moments and they might feel some anxiety. But people who are experiencing kind of ongoing cyclical or regular kinds of anxiety, even if it's low, that is a mismodulation in brain. Now, that can happen for a variety of reasons. So, I'm not sure if we have time to get into them here today, but sometimes chemistry's off, sometimes hormones are off, but oftentimes brain is not modulating correctly, and it's kind of spinning out of control.
I guess, what does that, can you say a little bit, like, for just those of us who don't maybe understand, modulate, say
more about
it.
Yeah, modulating?
I mean, in this case, I mean.
Well, brain is really designed to put everything into check. And you have multiple areas of brain that have their own jobs to do.
They have their own little category that they go work on.
Yeah, they are all interdependent. But if there's a certain area, let's say, for example, cortex, cortical function, if it's downregulated, and you'd be shocked how many people I see that their cortex is downregulated. Well, that doesn't mean you're walking around kind of unintelligent. It just means that you're struggling. You're not firing on all cylinders or maybe on 5 bars of internet. Mm-hmm. You're running at 2 or 3, and everybody will talk about this. So they'll say, well, yeah, I have brain fog or whatever. So cortex is not going to be able to run at its normal best speed. It's running subpar or suboptimally. When that's happening, it's supposed to control the areas below cortex, one of which is midbrain, which is where we have emotion centers, we have autonomics, we have all of that, which is where anxiety starts
mm-hmm.
happening, right?
Bring it back to anxiety.
Breathing, heart rate, feelings, some emotions. Of course, these can be affected by blood sugar, hormones, etc. But the issue is if you have that area not being regulated. So when I say modulating, I'm referencing is brain. So we have an accelerator and a brake mm-hmm. in brain. So we can activate and we can inhibit. And there's a whole orchestration of what happens with that. So if you never know how to put the brake on, you're coming into the corner too hot, you might slide out, okay?
Uh-huh.
You got too much accelerator going on. So this happens in anxiety. Autonomics get firing too high, and your cortex is supposed to put the brake on. Slow it down, put it in check, put it in reality, okay? Slow autonomics down. If that is escaping, we call it escaping, that means it's out of control or out of finite control, then you're going to have anxiety. So I rarely see somebody with anxiety that I don't markedly change that. Okay, and there can be a lot of reasons why that's going on. There may be inflammatory disease happening to brain, shutting down cortex. There may be other reasons. Some people have had TBIs or concussions, etc. So I don't want to oversimplify it, but that's
but what I
do.
But what I do like what you're saying about anxiety is I'm also hearing, you know, I think so many people just take a pill for it to, like, calm themselves down, but it isn't necessarily even just a matter of calming yourself down or learning to engage the parasympathetic nervous system. It's literally your brain could just be unmodulated, using your word.
Correct, yeah. Okay. It's not because someone's a bad person or out of control.
And I think it's got a bad rap a little bit. Anxiety just kind of can happen.
Well, unfortunately, we're a very name associated society, so we have names of things, a disease, a process, whatever. We say the name, everybody relates to it. Oh, I've got, you know,
I've got depression. And then they stay victim with it oftentimes.
I've got depression. I have anxiety, or I have premenstrual disorder, or I have, you know, what, seasonal affect, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we put them in a category, and we think that there's supposed to be a certain pill for that. It could be a vitamin. Oh, take ashwagandha. Take vitamin C. Take, just help your adrenals and your cortisol. Oh, that's going to solve it all. Mm-hmm. It's not that simple. And so this is where people kind of get on that little train where they're trying to figure these things out. And of course, there's a lot of how-to things out there on the internet and so forth. And some are accurate, some are not. Most are not really sharing clinical stuff. It's just stuff to get attraction and maybe sell something or whatever. But when you look at what's happening in a body, you have to be able to real-time test it and watch what it does and when you see it change. And that's where I see that. So a lot of times people come in, they have a few complaints. I'm checking it, and I'm always going to check their brain. But I can tell by their brain function whether they are full of inflammation, whether they have brain inflammation, whether they have certain disorders happening, most likely. I can't tell you exactly which one, but I can tell if brain's responsive, if it pulls it back together. Most people will always feel better leaving my office.
Always.
But I will tell them
always.
It's not going to last.
And
don't
why
get discouraged.
Is that?
Because if they have neuroinflammatory disease, it's not going to last because basically the dimmer switch is going to be put on low again. Mm-hmm. So you can be running at 5 bars of internet. I'll wake brain up. It's going to feel fabulous. Brain fog goes away. I'm off doing my sports, my activities, whatever it is I'm doing better. I feel better. I think better. My emotions are better. But it's a matter of time. Is that a day? Is that 4 days? Is that 2 weeks? What's happening in your neuroinflammatory state? And pretty soon it downregulates brain again. So another word, downregulating versus upregulating. So downregulating takes your brain from 5 bars of internet, and now it's down to 2 bars again. So we all know, because we're in North Idaho, we know what bad internet's like, right? So maybe bad cell service.
Fair.
Well,
yeah.
I can't download that document. I'm not reading I can't see my reel. I'm buffering. Well, if brain's doing that, something is causing that to happen, and that's my issue. I'm about causation, and then we fix it. If you don't figure out cause, you can't fix it. You might do a stimulant. You might do caffeine. You might do nicotine. You might do ashwagandha. I'm looking for fundamentals that are driving it so people get to a much better function that they can rely on, and they don't have to come in and see me all the time.
Right. Right. And is that through a series of blood tests, or what is your clinic?
Yeah,
how do you diagnose this?
I generally am going to do some types of blood tests. Sometimes they're simple. I mean, I have some people that come in and it's a very simple situation and I don't even talk to them about neuroinflammatory disease. I don't even see it. They have, they got bonked in the head and I help their brain and they reconnect and they go off and continue playing, lacrosse or whatever it is they were doing in high school. So other people, I see it, and then I'm going to have to figure it out. So if I'm going to have to figure it out, I'm going to do some blood tests. I'm always going to do a broad screening of a fairly expansive panel. I have ways of doing that that are much more financially feasible for people. And then I get to see the systems, and then we start targeting it in, and I'm looking for the components of that. And then I may go to more advanced testing if I see the things that validate the purpose for that.
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, I do know for me, in the beginning we did like a series. I think we did a series of maybe, 10 weeks together of finding out the blood. And it really did bring my brain back online. And then, here we are 3 or 4 years later. I'm like, God, something's just off. I could feel it. And that's why I popped back in and said, what is it? And it's just, I think we get well, we start feeling better. But we do need to continue, like using your car metaphor, to keep those checkups, to keep that, you know, that person in your court who's going to keep the brain modulated, the systems. For me, it's keeping my spine healthy, you know, and that's something you're really good
at. Yeah, a lot of people have, you know, they just don't realize. We just don't realize. You know,
we don't.
It just is a slow thing. It's like the dew on the grass. We don't realize what moment it hits. So we can be doing fine, but it's when we recognize. And, of course, symptoms or irregular symptoms is what brings our attention to it. And often that's pain. But right. What if it's I can't remember or I'm getting confused? I have wives come in with their husbands. And they say, well, you know, Bill's getting confused. He keeps taking the wrong exit off the freeway. Well, okay, he's 62. Why is he doing that? Okay, well, something's going on. Do we want to leave it or do we want to figure it out? Well, he's 62. Oh, you know, that's getting old. Let's just leave it alone.
But
well, I'm telling you, 62, that guy doesn't want to do that yet.
It's not old,
first of all. Second of all, if he had 30 more years, would he like to live the next 30 years like that? No.
But that's an interesting, I mean, we might not have time before a break, but it would be interesting to get into. But like, what about just, you know, everybody just kind of, oh, onset dementia, early onset Alzheimer. I mean, there's some interesting thing.
No, neuroinflammatory disease is one of the biggest issues we have here today.
Okay.
So if you look at chronic illness, most of them, even cholesterol, you know, there's medications for cholesterol. Well, it looks good on a blood test, but we still have heart disease. Heart disease is still climbing like crazy. Dementia is like astronomical. Look at autism. It's crazy what's going on, right? It used to be 1 in 2,000 or so. And now it could be 1 in 40 kids that are having some autistic issue. Something's happening, okay? So that's not normal. So why is that happening? So we can talk about our foods. We can talk about our lifestyles. We can talk about our sleep. Sleep is very critical. So there's all these components. But, of course, I always find it interesting. Us humans somehow think we're exceptional. You'll take your dog. Like, I've known stories where people had their dogs taken away because they were feeding them Doritos. Well, why are we eating Doritos? I mean, believe me, I've had my Doritos, and I have really enjoyed Doritos.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying that
why is it okay
for a human but not okay for the dog?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We think we're somehow better, and we're going to figure it out. We're above that. We're going to figure it out.
Our systems can handle it better.
Yeah,
than
we're going to figure it out. I'll figure it out. But this is what I want, so I'm going to figure it out. But we do pay a price in the end.
Oh, we do. All right, we'll take our next break, and we will come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about both brain fog, and then I want to jump into some tips on arthritis, because that is something that, as my body ages, I certainly struggle with. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio, and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
Hunting season is here. Are you ready? From ammo to camo, North 40 Outfitters has great deals happening right now. Don't miss our Hornady Ammo Bucket Sale. When you purchase a Hornady bucket, get 20% off all the Hornady ammo you can fit inside. For camo, spend $100 on Sitka or Stone Glacier and get a $20 North 40 gift card. Plus, up to a $100 North 40 gift card with select rifle purchases. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Halloween is just around the corner, and where better to shop for Halloween than the Better Together Animal Alliance Thrift Store? You'll find a great selection of costumes for children and adults, makeup, decorations, and more. By shopping at the thrift store, you're helping to care for and feed the animals at the shelter. The Better Together Animal Alliance Thrift Store on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
Bone, joint, or muscle issues can make even simple tasks or favorite activities a challenge. At Bonner General Orthopedics, we provide advanced, results-focused care using the latest technology. Our expert team explores every option, surgical and non-surgical, and only recommends surgery if it's truly the best path for you and your health goals. We're here to help you get back to living life on your terms. Call Bonner General Orthopedics today at 208-263-8597 or visit bonnergeneral.org to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TURN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right, well, we are back, and we've already burned through more than half the show. So what I want to just jump right back in, I was going to talk about arthritis, because that's something that's sort of a bane. We mentioned brain fog, that there's so much you can do. But also, we were just on the anxiety and now depression. We were talking about that during our break. And tell us what you can, from your perspective, some of the things that you're able to do to help people who have depression.
Okay, well, I love these questions.
You know? I know. Yeah, I told you, it would not be boring.
Some simple answer. Great. You take
Sorry,
your
we need a four-hour show.
The depression goes away. 20 minutes of sun, you'll be good. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, D3 is an important issue. But, I can't give you an answer for depression necessarily. I can tell you that I can tell you when brain is downregulated and it's not working. Most of the patients I have that have depression is significantly helped when I wake up their brain, mm-hmm. and I get their brain to connecting. That may be neuroinflammatory induced. It may be hormone related. Sometimes you have situational depression, and anybody would be depressed situationally in those circumstances. But that should be situational, not mm-hmm. a chronic depression. Okay? So, I'd say pretty much any of my patients that I see are going to feel less depression when I treat them. I mean, to some significant amount.
I always would say that 50% the brain comes back
reduced.
Online.
Right.
It really does.
So depression is, again, frontal lobe, driving, whether or not it's connecting, whether it's driving emotion centers or not. But, of course, a lot of times people are suffering an inflammatory process. And so there you go. And there's lots of things to do for these things in the sense of like, okay, but I'm really about the roots of it. I'm about the foundation. Mm-hmm. I'm not just about, okay, take a little more caffeine. Just sleep a little longer. Sleep is really critical. Oxygen is critical. So, you know, if you have a oxygen deprivation, then, you know, you maybe need to think about sleep apnea. Maybe do a study. Maybe you need to. So there's lots of ways about this. You know, exercise is critical for depression, right? So there's a lot of great helps out there. It's just that if you're struggling and you've already been doing those things, there's probably something not firing correctly, and or they're rarely separate. If brain isn't firing, there's a reason why.
And that's
and if it wasn't trauma, then there's going to be something neuroinflammatory down-regulating brain, and you don't even know about it. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we can look at adrenals, we can look at hormones, we can look at all these things, but we're always looking for the special something or other. But what I find is that generally there's a few different areas that are intertwined, and it's not just one thing. So you'll try something, and okay, I'm doing it D3. Well, maybe that's a little better. It's not enough. Some people aren't even absorbing in their gut. They can be doing all kinds of things. Eating the most nutraceutical food of the week, kale or cucumber or whatever you want to hear about on the internet, and they're not absorbing it. They're
I
not
think get, that's one of the
They're not getting nutrition, right? And that's because of a bad gut. So their
right.
gut, their
and
gut
that's
has
when
it,
your blood test can really drill down on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're always going to find a problem. So anybody who has an issue, if they have brain fog, which a lot of people have brain fog, you have to pay attention to that. That is not just walk a little more, get a little more exercise. I would say, amen, do some more exercise, do whatever. But if you're chronically fighting that, you have to figure out why, and something inflammatory is driving that, okay? Gluten is one of them. It's one of the top things that does that. No one likes to hear that. We all like our gluten.
Well, and then we were talking during our break.
I lived in Italy with the best pizza in the world.
But tell him what you were telling me during the break, because it's really, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good with gluten. I almost don't eat it at all. And you're like, it's not just a little bit. It's kind of the Yoda saying. It's like, do or do not. There is no try.
Well, the thing that's confusing is that everything, most everything else in the world would relate to it's quantitative. So we'd say, well, more exercise is going to be healthier for our cardiovascular health. Or more calories, I might gain weight, so less calories. I mean, these are things we're pretty convinced about. But autoimmune systems are not like that. They just have to be triggered, okay? So one T memory cell, I'm going to get a little technical, one T memory cell in your immune system, T memory cell is the guy that remembers everything that ever happens in the body, and he knows the wanted list, okay? So if something's on that wanted list in your system that's toxic to you, and I can't tell you if you have any of them, but if you did, and in some people's case, I'll let you be the
admitter to that. Absolutely, so that's what I came
from. In Lindy's case, she's super lucky, but she does have an autoimmune reactivity to gluten. It's poisonous to her. It's toxic. If she ingests that in any way, shape, or form, it will trigger a T memory cell. Well, the T memory cell's job is to go tell the soldiers in the barracks that they're at war. The soldiers come out with their bazookas. So one T memory cell has 10 to the 17 cytokines. So I don't know what number you could call that, but it's way past quadrillion, okay? So one T memory cell recognizes one particle, one protein of gluten, it's going to send out, and that's how many soldiers are going to come out of the barracks. Quadrillion. Well, what if you had 1,000 T memory cells see that gluten molecule? That means your antibodies are going to come out, and antibodies are the guys that attack your tissues and create inflammatory response. They're the little Pac-Men that come over and gobble up your tissues. So if you had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, it's going to destroy and it's targeting your thyroid. You may not have an autoimmune disease yet, but just immune reactivity. So it could attack any tissue just randomly. If you had a diabetes, according to GAD or islet cell autoimmune disease, you got diabetes from it, well, then your pancreas is going away because the bazookas are going to blow out your pancreas. Well, we don't want to blow out our pancreas. We don't want to lose our myelin off our brain neurons and have MS. So we want to keep our tissues. So my point is if you get exposed to gluten, it can be a tiny bit.
And it's going to fire all the soldiers.
And it fires kind of a tsunami inside your system, and it's not quantitative.
I see.
And it can last, studies show, up to 8 to 10 months. That's what the studies show.
Well, I have cut out Doritos, but apparently I'm not quite clean enough.
Well, I don't know. But I'm just saying, for longevity's sake, and you hate to be that person. I mean, who likes to be that person?
But this is the thing. I mean, Blake is that messenger that of you know, there's so much you need to do that we can do on our own as well.
Right, yeah. I mean, and my goal is for people to have an awesome life.
Yeah.
Because you know what? In the first third, you don't really care. You want to do everything you want to do. In the middle third, you're just cruising and you're kind of pulling your act together and you're just trying to succeed and get to where you want to be. But the last third, you're thinking different. You're thinking, okay, how long am I lasting?
Yeah.
What do I want to keep doing?
Or
what
am I going to
give up?
Working?
Do I want to give up slalom water skiing because I'm 60? I don't want to do that. So that's the bummer. Mortality is 100%. So that's happening, but no one's liking it when we're miserable for a decade before we pass.
Right.
That's the issue. Now, God could take me any day. I'm totally fine with that. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. Take me tomorrow if you want, but don't leave me here suffering, agonizing, not functioning for 2 decades. That I don't want. I'll put up with a year. But not 2 decades.
And that's very fair, but then that's where you really got to step in your own health. And I think, again, circling back to, you know, the introduction, that is why I just want, if you have not heard of Dr. Blake Ambridge, he offers a lot of hope. He's sometimes the messenger that you want to kind of smack in the face. Sorry about that, but, you know, you've done that to me. Like, no gluten. What? Well, I've been pretty good. He's like, nope, that's not good enough. No gluten, Lindy.
Well, I do love my patients.
You do.
I've never
you have a lot of passion
face,
for them.
In any way. But I do want to kind of circle around to something. So there's a lot of other things that people don't realize that are out there that are so powerful, and they do it in such a effective, healthy way that aren't dependent on a lot of chemicals and drugs and that kind of thing. So, you know, we're doing stem cell for situations. We're healing knee joints.
The peptides is a big one you've really brought in.
The peptides are
and not
amazing.
Just the weight loss peptide. Like that's something
no,
we're going to address
what
with arthritis.
That's what people know about peptides. Yeah, people and know about peptides, right? For that, for the weight loss. But, you know, I'm really about everything natural. I try to do absolutely everything I can naturally. Peptides are naturally, so we all have peptides in our body. Some peptides are synthetic, but they're synthetically reproducing the same molecular structure that our body uses to signal to other parts of our body to do a certain job. So you can get specific responses that way. So in the case of weight loss, people had some things. Some of the medications and pharmaceuticals have had some bad outcomes. But when you look at tissue repair, inflammatory disease, you know, I've had multiple injuries. I won't go into them now, but I have countless stories of injuries that fractures, all kinds of things that within days people are like, oh my gosh, I'm not even sure I had that injury. I mean, if they provoke it to the top, land, but otherwise people are sometimes sitting around for weeks and weeks and weeks recovering. Right?
Well, that's, I mean, this is, I think we started talking about this just today. I've got a toe joint that is, you know, they've suggested fusion, they've suggested a total joint replacement, and both of those terrify me. And, you know, you're suggesting perhaps this peptide could actually help with that.
I've never had it not make huge changes. Maybe somebody didn't have a 100% recovery, but I'm telling you 80 to 90%.
Yeah, I'd settle 80 for 90%. 75,
absolutely.
80 because it impacts, you know, hiking and all the things I love to do as I do move into that last
Well, my mid-60s golfer who lives to golf smashed his finger. 10 months comes in to me. He's a personal friend. He finally comes in and says, hey, can you do anything? Because I've tried everything and I can't use my finger. I can't golf. The pain is a 15 over 10. If I brush it in my pocket, if my hand is on the steering wheel, the pain is unbelievable. I said, wow, I don't know. That's pretty tough. I look at his finger. He's got a bunch of stuff going on. The knuckle's big. It's swollen. He can't bend it. He's got tissue damage. And this is 10 months. We did two injections. The guy's golfing. He has no pain. He's still got stiffness, but he's using it. He can do all the other things. He's not suffering. Nothing's bothering him. And he's, you know, he's hitting a par game. So he's loving life again. Well, I don't know. That's a pretty big win.
And just, I mean, you're not out a ton, you know. It's but an investment. But honestly, I mean, in your health.
No, it's costing you one way or the other.
Yeah,
whether you're 100%. Paying out of pocket your money or whether you're paying a loss in function, work, all the things you love to do, helping your wife, working on the ranch, riding your horse, golfing, whatever that is.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll take one more break. And when we come back, we will also talk about one of the fun things he's doing in skincare and one of the natural ways to take care of your longevity from the appearance side of things. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. Our Go the Extra Mile service means more hustle, less hassle. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the road you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included with every tire we sell. We're talking more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's why you get more from less. Book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
From October 1st to October 15th, Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring all adult animal adoptions at Better Together Animal Alliance. Take advantage of this event to find the perfect new addition to your family. Give them the care they deserve and let them bring joy and warm snuggles into your home. Better Together Animal Alliance, because life is better together. Visit today or learn more at BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org.
Hey, Bulldog fans, this is Toby McLaughlin.
And Lisa Moline.
SHS grads and partners at Sandpoint Law. We are a full-service law firm providing legal services in the areas of civil litigation, real estate, probate, wills and trusts, business formation, contracts, employment, and personal injury.
At Sandpoint Law, we carefully listen to our clients and then look for cost-effective, practical solutions that meet their long-term objectives.
We are your hometown law firm, and we are proud to sponsor Bulldog Football Radio.
Go Bulldogs! Bulldogs.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
All right, we're back for our last little home stretch so you can go out and enjoy this beautiful day. But Blake, thank you again for joining me. Dr. Blake Armbridge is with me today, and we've been talking about just the multiple things you can do with in your own health. And he is one of those sort of natural healers out there. The healers can be, but you're so Western trained. That whole, if you've caught us for this last hour, you've heard how much knowledge he brings to the table when he's trying to help root out and ferret out a problem that's maybe systematic in your body, or help you with the brain fog. And I think the other thing we hit on that I want to reassure everyone is that, you know, you don't just have to label everything. Everybody is unique. And if you find a healthcare provider such as Blake, you can maybe get to the root of a different way. It's not just this pill will help that. I mean, and I think that was something that you really bring to the table if people do want to come in. And the other thing that you're doing that I think is so remarkable is a lot of people at my age, you know, 58, we're looking at, the skin starting to age and all of these different things. And you have this wonderful copper-infused hyaluronic acid that you're like, put that on your face, and who would know? So tell us a little bit about some of the natural ways of keeping the skin youthful.
Yeah, again, there's so many options out there. They're just not what people are knowing enough about or talking about when they go to lunch or whatever, that kind of thing. So people don't really hear about them. So copper is a really powerful thing that helps regenerate and stimulate tissue and collagen health in your skin. Again, I'm now doing some of this because people are asking about it, and because I deal with people who have a lot of neuroinflammatory disease, they can't really just do anything. They can't just do what somebody's doing down at the spa, because they're going to react to it. They're going to have reactions in their skin to it, or they're going to have reactions in their immune response to it. So I'm always looking for ways to help patients to have their best life, but in the healthiest way for them, so that they can stay at their best function. So these things are just ways. We do microneedling with PRF. It's a medical procedure. We're doing that for scar repair. It's not just for beauty, but of course most people know microneedling for beauty. It's the top equipment that gets the best response for collagen regeneration and skin. But wrinkles, scar tissue, that kind of thing, the PRF, the fibrin in there, highly stimulates collagen regeneration, so your skin becomes more youthful, wrinkles subside, lessen. We use peptides as well.
Okay.
There are some creams that you can use that are have peptides in them. Again, you know, GHK copper is a powerful one.
You do use copper in the colloidal silver. Another thing that you tend to really recommend.
Yeah, so silver has a number of different uses. You know, it's an antimicrobial, it's antiseptic, it's natural. You don't absorb it. If it's a good colloidal, you don't absorb it. A lot of people go online, they look at these things, and they say, oh, well, I'm going to turn blue or whatever. That's because there's too much elemental in whatever you're taking. The colloidal does not attach to tissue. But it is, you remember you heard that saying about, you know, you were raised with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we associate that to people having money or being wealthy because the wealthy could afford real silver flatware, and silver kills microbes. So the wealthy people would put a silver spoon in their infant's mouth to keep the infant from getting sick.
Wow. So, I did not know that. That's fascinating.
So it killed bacteria, and back in those days, a lot of children got ill. And so if you could afford that, you had silver spoons, but it also represented the wealthy because you had the money to buy the silver spoons. Everybody else had tin spoons, right?
Wow.
So we kind of crossed that over to think you're just spoiled and have money. But that was really used to actually eradicate infections.
Wow.
So anyway,
that's
just kind of fun.
Love
fun,
this trivia.
Information, yeah. So anyway, back to skin. There's lots of things you can do about that. There's things about detoxification. There's lifestyle issues. You know, people age quicker doing certain things, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're not sleeping. We're staying up all hours of the night or whatever. Well, that's not great for our bodies. You know, we're not going to be rested. Our skin is going to take a toll. Our oxygen is going to take a toll. Our adrenals are going to take a toll. So we're just looking at that whole picture. And again, my thing is trying to figure out what is happening in that person's body to have them have the best lifestyle. Because really, it's just about being... While we're here in mortality, what are we enjoying and what do we get to do? And we want the function.
That whole aging.
We don't want to be
grace.
Limited.
Yes.
Right? Now, when it comes to looks, I mean, I personally am really a supporter of people being natural and healthy. I'm not a big proponent on things like Botox, you know.
No.
A lot of people are not going to like to hear me say that on the radio.
But, a lot of people aren't advocates of it either. I mean, and the beautiful thing is they can do what's best for themselves.
Yeah.
Everybody
well,
gets to
it's
do
just become a
but
very.
It's nice you offer options.
Yeah, these are options. But Botox has become a very commonplace thing. Everybody's doing it, right? Botox. But it is highly reactive to immune response. Tissues die. You don't have muscle structure.
Whole other topic because we are to the very end of our show. And I just wanted to let people know how to get a hold of you, Dr. Blake. If they've been inspired to possibly, you know, it's like something they've been wrestling with, or brain fog, anxiety, just a different way to maybe treat it. Dr. Blake, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Just reach out to our office. We're at 1327 Superior Street. We're inside the Idaho Pain Clinic there, but it's near the corner of Superior and Division, not far from the high school and here in Sandpoint. Our number is 208-946-5888. You can call anytime. I do offer like a 10-minute complimentary consult for people who have a question, or I'd be happy to chat on the phone. I may not be available the minute you call, but Jamie or whoever's there is going to be able to handle that. So just give us a call. You know where our office is at. We're suite 103, and we'll be happy to help you out in any way.
Dr. Blake, thank you so much for coming. And again, anybody out there just with something that just makes them, that they're just not feeling very, that they can't seem to get to the bottom of. I mean, you're a great person to bring into that team. I'm all about bringing and building sort of a wellness team. And, you know, again, I have nothing poor to say about Western medicine, but I think this is just a really fantastic option. So thank you very much for joining me today and being on the show and bringing all your wonderful wisdom. And I would encourage any of you to look into Dr. Blake Armbridge in Sandpoint, Idaho. Thank you
it's
for
great
listening.
Being here.
Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. Happy Wednesday.